what have we done to our mother, the earth? She sighed, seeking shelter from the winds of progress, tearing her hair, shredding her clothes, leaving her naked, bare skin and bones. How will she feed us in this sorry state? No milk at the breast, no meat on our plate. What have we done to our children, ourselves, given in to the lie of selfishness and greed? Pity the poor cynic with no way to relate, a slave to all his possessions and his greed. And it's time for a healing.
That was beautiful Lily Frazier from California, one of our guest artists on Souls Pouring, singing about what the world really needs, environmentally and otherwise, time for a healing. Wars have destroyed lives and families for generations. From my heart, here's some somber verse I wrote called, To Soldiers and Their Widows. In the field that marks their slaughter came a mournful soldier's daughter to shed a tear for everyone. Her father always, now her only son. It rained the day he rode away for an iron bird that left from Fort McKay and thrust him in an Asian squalor, jungles deep, no tomorrow. His name is now here etched in stone, and on his cross where she stood alone, a name upon an honored roll can give no peace, no love to hold. Perhaps a time will come we'll know that mankind's hearts have begun to grow. We'll put this bloodlust urge to past and build a peace to truly last. But meantime, widows dress in black and look for graves in white line tracks. So many slaving soldiers lost through all the years and all the costs.
What's lost is lost, no more to hold. Surely a waste, we've always been told. Some would hope that we might see that wars have never made us free.
Here's Richard Knox, one of the most positive people on the planet, who stays busy year-round singing and sharing spiritual love at conferences and retreat centers and telling us good news like, there's nothing to fear.
There's nothing to fear.
There is nothing to fear.
No, nothing at all. All is well. The bells are telling me all is well. As well.
The Urantia book, which inspires a lot of my work, synthesizes human science, philosophy, and religion, and tells us that our lives are a classroom of material, mortal experience. Through all our lives, we are learning and growing, building our souls, and making the perfect you. Would the sunshine seem so warm without the rain? Would the good times be so glad without some pain? If our lives were not a question, could we easily find the direction that would lead us back to the Father's house again? Would coming home be sweet without some sense of loss? Would all our victories be this good without a cost? If answers came without a search, would we prize them very much? Would we try in life or just bear some dark cross? Life's a struggle, that is true. That's the Father's plan for you. But not in fear, it's love that's sure to bring you through. Without the fear and foolish pride, it's a long and joyous ride. And your life keeps building up the perfect you. Would the power of love be known without some hate? If there were no more poor, would success be all that great? If we traveled on easy roads and lived high in plush abodes, would a growth in strength and purpose be our fate? Would the springtime seem so glorious without the cold? Would a life without some challenge just get old? Will we always have both sides to help us grow in all that's tried as we watch our path to heaven's gate unfold? Would day and night just be as one without the change? Could we find our true romance if all were same? And is it true that life's no bore, but such a chance to open doors? Can we smile and say we're happy with the game? Would our faith be quite as great if we had proof? Would our deaths be tragic loss without the truth? And what kind of mortal life would we have without the strife? Without this time and space, could we see how much we grew? Life's a struggle, that is true. That's the Father's plan for you. But not in fear, it's love that's sure to bring you through. Without the fear and foolish pride, it's a long and joyous ride. And your life keeps building up the perfect you. Thank you for listening to Souls Pouring, Expressions in Dark and Light. 28 tracks and nearly 80 minutes of music and poetry in our 4-CD Soul series. They're available at CD Baby, iTunes, or your favorite digital music source. This is Jim wishing you namaste and inviting you to join me in other explorations of the spiritual universe at lightandlife.com.
Or find me, Mark Austin, at markaustinband.com. See you then.